Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Family, let's have another look. Unfortunately, there is still a crash. Hutton Street entry ramp to the Mitchell Freeway southbound is now closed out in Aussie Park. Traffic management, towing services, ambulance and police are all on site for this one. Do seek an alternate route as traffic is pretty slow in the area. If we look at the rest of the freeway, southbound run, busy Ocean Reef Road through to Whitford Ave and then Warwick Road through to Reed Highway. The Kwinana Freeway is travelling really well this morning. And just the one metro hotspot, Tonkin Highway southbound at Collier Road in Bayswater. Please drive safely. That's the latest from Main Roads.
Yum. Producer Leon, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Excellent.
I got radical news.
Oh, bring it. Let's go.
Rad.
Rad.
WA is getting a new biggest half pipe.
What?
What? Punk music. Yeah, there's a new skate park. It's actually an old skate park that's being moved in Morley, Embleton,
technically. They're just dragging it down to a different
park. Well, where the old skate park was, they're building a train station, the new Morley train station. So they're going to move it and they're going to rebuild it, and it's going to have WA's biggest half pipe. It's going to be radical.
Oh, yeah.
3 points.
Rad, man.
I don't have like a Tony Hawk pro skater
button.
No,
that's cool.
So.
3.3 metres high.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty tall.
That is high.
With additional roll-ins coming in from above the main platform. Don't know what that means.
Don't even know.
So, there's also going to be seated hangout areas.
Oh, cool. Maybe if you like radical. Some pinball.
Don't tell Tim about this because he'll probably want to try it. And after he broke his ankle.
Time?
Going down into some bowl or something at 5:30 in the morning. It's
just
not a good idea.
Acid dropping all that.
Drop it in. Doing ollies. Oh,
that's my favorite trick on Tony Hawk. Doing one of those. It's called an acid drop.
Oh,
you really slam down into it. It's so fun.
Well, you know when you hear about...
I wasn't good enough to skate in real life.
I want to play Tony Hawk now.
You know how people, you hear people win these massive lottery wins and you're like, oh, I'll hear when they either, end up on the street because they've just gone, yeah, I'm such a gangster. Like, yeah, look at me. Have some
going
money.
I'm going to the 3.3 metre drop in. Yeah.
I'm going to build a 3.4 metre half.
I'm going to make one out of gold in my backyard. Well, there was some lotto winners in the UK. Euro Millions winners. They won over $200 million.
Oh,
this couple.
That's a lot.
That's so much money.
In 3 years, they have hardly any cash left, but it's for a good reason, and it's so
NFTs.
Funny because the wife.
NFTs.
Can't stop buying NFTs.
Now this is the wife. The wife has said the husband has enforced a strict budget because she's addicted to giving away the cash. She's given so much of it away that he's gone, look, I know you like to give it away.
She's addicted to the good feeling of helping.
Yeah.
Aww.
And she just takes great enjoyment in sharing the cash even wider. So they gave a lot to their 8 siblings, 3 grandkids, 15 nieces and nephews, and even some people they didn't even know. They just wanted to just give it out to the Relleys share it around.
Nice.
But they've also, she's got a thing for France, and she said they've...
I bought France.
I bought a second Eiffel Tower.
So he's actually enforced a charity budget because she's given so many millions to charities and helping others. And she goes, and I don't keep a record just in case hubby finds out and tells me off.
Oh, wow.
I don't think she realised she was married to Scrooge McDuck.
No.
No more giving. That's ridiculous.
Have got enough charity from us.
There's enough charities around the world. We don't need to help people. Oh, come on. speaking of helping people, amazing segue. I missed the bun. Georgia
Can't
Tech students in America, in Georgia.
Is that a university?
It's a university, yeah. Big, like huge university. There's this group of them called SEED, which stands for Seek Discomfort. It's the first year the organization is aimed to help students get out of their bubble and find different groups of people to merge with.
Find community.
Yeah. They have made the world's longest hopscotch course.
Oh, fun.
It goes for 4.2 miles as we discovered just before where I asked my phone how long that was and Leon told me, 6.76 kilometres long. Yep, that is a long hopscotch.
That's a lot of hopping.
Your quads would be on fire.
Wow.
But
Trainer Ray would love that.
Oh, he would. He loves the quads.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.